Hi, and thanks for listening to the May edition of Conversations That Matter with me, Holly Ransom. From McConaughey to the C-suite, how great leaders use story. Now, when you think Matthew McConaughey, you probably hear that slow Texas drawl and that iconic, all right, all right, all right. But when I interviewed him at ATD's International Conference, what I wasn't fully prepared for was just how much charm he exudes in person and how quickly he had me, an Australian and a proud former Rotary president, might I add, apologising for his infamous gap year as a Rotary exchange student in Warrnambool, New South Wales. Now, if you've read his book, Green Lights, you'll know the story. No friends, six odd jobs, and a bit of an unusual host family who seemed to think cultural exchange meant radio silence and Vegemite sandwiches. Now, he called it a live in hell. And yep, I felt a little bit of national shame. But interestingly, in response to my apology, he said it made him who he is. Now, once we'd cleared the air about his Australian misadventures, McConaughey lit up the stage in a way really only he can. No slides, no script, just stories. And the whole room was spellbound. Now, I've shared his reflections on optimism before, but what I've never shared, and what feels especially urgent for leaders right now, is what he taught me about storytelling. Because in an age of endless noise, overloaded inboxes, and one too many all-hands meetings, the ability to craft a message that connects, that moves people. Now, that's a leadership superpower that we all need in our toolkit. So why should leaders care about storytelling? Let's be honest, we're not short on communication. We're drowning in it. And yet connection and clarity, well, they're still in short supply. According to Gartner, 54% of leaders believe current communication methods are failing to engage their teams. Workers spend a staggering 88% of their week communicating, and yet genuine connection and clarity remain elusive, according to research from Grammarly. And Atlassian says we waste 25 billion hours a year on noise, meetings, pings, and messages that go nowhere. So what's clear? More words aren't the answer. Better stories are. Neuroscience gives us proof of this. Stories light up our brains in a way that data simply doesn't. When we hear a good story, we get a powerful neurochemical mix. Cortisol, which drives attention, oxytocin, which helps build trust, dopamine, which is a key contributor to motivation. It's a chemical cocktail for connection and action, and it works. Stanford found that stories are 22 times more memorable than standalone facts, and narrative-based communication increases persuasion by up to 50%, with research showing storytelling strengthens bonds and supercharges collaboration. Yuval Noah Harari put it brilliantly when we spoke last year at Energy Disruptors. He's a huge believer that you don't change minds by dismantling someone's existing narrative. You change minds by offering a better story to take its place. And when the stakes are high, when you're navigating change or uncertainty or transformation, that's when storytelling becomes mission critical. The best leaders don't just ask, "What do I need to say?" They ask, "What story will make this matter?" So here are three of McConaughey's storytelling principles for your toolkit. What makes a story land? According to McConaughey, it's not about theatrics. It's about truth and presence. It's got to have skin in the game, real stakes, real vulnerability. It's got to be told with joy, not just accuracy. Because let's be honest, if you are not into it, no one else is going to be. And it makes room for silence, because sometimes the pause is where the point really hits. So let's take those one at a time. Firstly, great storytelling is personal but relatable. McConaughey says a story has to cost you something. That means there's real vulnerability in it, something true, something felt. But it can't be so self-involved that no one else can see themselves in it. Great stories hold up a mirror. People need to see themselves, someone they know, a past version of themselves, maybe a future possibility. As he said in our conversation, it has to be personal, but not so personal that you don't let humanity in. It's not about oversharing, it's about opening a window others can see through. My late friend Cal Wilson, the brilliant comedian, offered another powerful perspective on this. She said to me, in many of our conversations about performing in the art of comedy, audiences want to see your scars, but they don't want to be confronted by your open wounds. The most powerful stories leaders can tell aren't polished highlight reels or live therapy sessions for that matter. They're reflections offered with generosity, wisdom, and enough distance that others can find strength in them too. The second principle, if you're not enjoying the story, no one else will either. Boom! It's such a simple idea. When you spend a moment reflecting on it, it's so profoundly true. Name me one time you listened to someone disinterestedly relay a story and felt drawn in. You can't because you forgot it probably midway through the conversation, let alone immediately afterwards. McConaughey talks about how joy is in the telling. It's the invitation. The best storytellers don't recite, they relive. He said to me, people love to watch someone enjoying telling their own story. Reminder to leaders, enthusiasm is greater than polish. Energy is magnetic. If you're not lit up by what you're saying, why should or would anyone else be? And side note, just because you're excited about your story doesn't mean it's compelling. Enthusiasm helps, but let me be clear, it's not a free pass. A good story isn't just fun to tell. It has to land with the listener, which takes us back to that first point. And finally, number three, trust the pause. The downbeat is where the punch lands. McConaughey urges storytellers to slow down and trust the silence before the insight. A good story has rhythm, and the pause, the pregnant pause, is what makes the punchline hit harder. And I loved his quote, this eloquent way he put it. He said, it's like music. You need the downbeat. That's what makes the next note resonate. Now, most of us rush to fill every silence, but silence, that's where attention happens. When the story's so good, you need your whole body to tell it. Finally, let's talk about make it stick and making it matter. I love a good framework because it helps us apply ideas. And let's be honest, it's not always easy to remember complicated ideas. So we need something we can grab onto in order to use it. This 3R method, relevant, resonant, and remembered, is a favorite of mine because it cuts straight to the heart of effective storytelling. And it's not formally attributed to any one thinker. It's a combination of core principles you'd find across influence theory and great communicators from Aristotle to Cialdini. Know your audience, move them emotionally, and make it stick. Now, every message, whether it's a keynote or a team meeting or a high-stakes pitch, should be relevant, should be resonant, and should be remembered. So let's take them quickly one by one. From a relevant standpoint, you're thinking about being connected to what your audience cares about. Ask yourself, why does this matter to them, not just to me? Not theoretically, but right now in their world. I noticed how McConaughey never assumes interest. He earns it. Every story starts with a hook that makes you think, gosh, I need to hear this. He's masterful at answering the unspoken question, why should I care? So as a quick win to apply this idea, before your next important conversation, communication, write down the three biggest priorities or pain points of your audience and explicitly think about how to connect your message to at least one of them in the first 30 seconds. Resonant, making it emotionally true, not just factually accurate. Facts inform, but as we've talked about, emotions drive action. Your data might be perfect, but if there's no feeling behind it, it will not stick. What struck me about McConaughey was how he prioritizes emotional truth. He's not just sharing information, he's sharing experience. And that's what makes us lean in. So as a quick win to apply this idea, identify the core feeling you want your message to evoke. Is it urgency? Hope? Concern? Pride? Make sure your tone, examples, and your energy align with that emotion. As Maya Angelou beautifully put it, people will forget what you said, people forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Finally, remembered, give them something sticky to take away. The ultimate test of communication isn't what you say, it's what they remember. And most of us remember almost nothing from most communications. McConaughey is brilliant at creating sticky moments, those phrases or images that you just can't shake. And they become really powerful mental anchors for everything else. So as a quick win, craft one sticky takeaway, a phrase, an image, a story that captures your message and can be repeated at dinner that night. That's your anchor. So let's knit this all together. How can leaders use storytelling to elevate teams and performance? When used intentionally, stories can unlock clarity, trust, and momentum across your team. Here are some powerful ways, six powerful ways you can use storytelling to drive real impact. Firstly, navigate change. When everything feels uncertain, stories can create a really powerful sense of shared experience. Share a time you faced ambiguity and what got you through it. It helps your team feel less alone and more anchored in the process of change. Secondly, stories are really powerful to reinforce vision. They make strategy stick. Don't just tell people the what, bring them into the why. Share a customer moment, a founding story, or convey your personal conviction. When people feel the purpose, they care more about the path. Thirdly, driving performance. Not every story needs a neat ending. Some of the most powerful ones come from failure, growth, and grit. Celebrate the rebound, not just the result. It builds a high-performance mindset rooted in learning, not perfection. Fourthly, building trust. Want your team to open up more? Starts with you. Tell a story about a time you got it wrong and what you learned. Vulnerability invites vulnerability, and trust is built moment by moment. Fifthly, communicating strategy with clarity. Your slide deck might get forgotten, but your stories won't. Use metaphors, analogies, and lived experience to make complexity feel human. Stories simplify without dumbing down and make direction feel tangible. Sixthly, shape culture. Great cultures are shaped by the stories we tell and retell. Share moments that model your values in action. Invite your team to do the same. That's how values move from posters on the wall to practice. Try this. In your next team meeting, share one story from your leadership journey, something that shaped how you lead, and then invite your team to do the same. In a world that's never been noisier, the leaders who break through aren't the ones with the loudest voices or the fanciest slides. They're the ones who tell stories that make us feel something, remember something, and most importantly, do something. That's the real art of the story, and it's a skill worth mastering. If you want a simple framework, head back to the CTM email and you'll find a downloadable guide that you can access and share with your team. I hope you enjoyed this month's edition of Conversations That Matter.